Chapter systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, it's another week. Hope you're doing great. Hope everything is going your way. Yeah. And today we're gonna have one extra member, but the other one's not gonna be here. I think they planned this. They were like, okay, this week I'm coming.
What do you mean?
And the following
member?
I was
the extra member in part one.
Part two. No, this is why I'm saying you guys, you planned it, eh? Part one. Like, yeah, you guys are all there. Like, okay, we got you. So we're going to be here for part one. And then part two. One is like, nah. I'll see you in part three. Nah, I'm not going to come. And then the following week, make sure you don't come.
I don't know about us having to plan whatever is happening. I have my own reasons why I didn't come.
Last week. That's what it says, yo. If you have any complaints, yeah, you know where to file them. File them against Muscles from Brussels and the meat on the frying pan. Yeah. So you here with your boy Fearless Eagle and Decker the Menace, the meat on the frying pan. Yeah. Said that I'll never forget that one. Yeah, so the day when he said it, did a good job, man. Did a good job. So how are you doing?
I'm not 100%, but yeah, I'm doing good.
Are you doing good?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's happening, man? Why are you not 100%?
I'm sick. It's not COVID, but I'm sick.
Guys, he says it's not COVID, eh? But he's sick. Okay, it's not COVID. We'll stick to that one.
Yeah, it's not COVID. Relax, people. Relax. I'm not affecting anyone yet.
Yeah. No. He's not a threat. We don't want a threat right now. So, yeah. You can actually listen to us, the topic, yeah, without panicking. Yes. Yeah, so you don't need to disappear. Today, we're going to be tackling the whole, history of rock and roll. Yeah. From the 80s. Till today, yeah, basically now.
Crazy times.
Yeah, and how it's been, and yeah, basically look at some misconceptions as well, and yeah, share some final thoughts concerning the whole genre and everything. I wanna hear what the meat on the frying pan has to say about the whole topic. And then yeah, obviously with myself, there's some stuff that I also got that I was like, wow, this is some interesting history right there. So, yeah, we're going to be diving into that. But, before we even dive into that, we first check how you're doing. And then after checking how you're doing, we give you the good stuff, the awesome stuff, which is, the music that gets you pumped up, moving and everything. So right now we're going to give you a track by Active Worship. And the title of the track is Hallelujah. Enjoy this track.
Jesus did. save me from this muddy clay. Among the dead, no one broke you. Who will praise you from the grave? You heard my cry for mercy in the deep. Your spirit has a grip on me. I'll never be put to shame. Singing hallelujah. No longer the same ones rejected, then come to your throne room elected. Your mercy has covered my wounds.
You love radio?
Well, of course, if you're listening to
hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, file a complaint against Muscles from Brussels. Who's not yet? I know. We can't file a complaint.
Thank God. I thought you were going to put the blame on me since
There was a smile on his face when I was saying that. He was like, there you go. He's about to put it on me.
Yeah, I had that look.
Nah, fear not. It's not going to be on you this time. Mm-hmm. So on Muscles from Brussels, he decided to go back to America, you know. Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, he's going to visit some of the, you know, relatives right there. Then he's going to be back next week for another one, yeah. So fear not. Yeah, he hasn't ditched any of us. Yeah, we're still here. Okay, so yeah, basically looking at the whole history of rock and roll. Like, yeah, you know, myself, it's one of those genres that, yeah, like I said in the previous show, we actually tackled a lot. We looked at how, you know, it advanced from where it was, you know, to your Elvis, and then how Elvis now took it to another level.
Yeah.
And we also looked at, you know, how R&B, blues, and all those, you know, other genres actually came into existence. Because what used to happen back then was your white people.
Yeah.
They loved the genre, you know, but they wanted to make cash. and they didn't want to, they wanted to make 100% profit, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
They didn't want to make profit and then they split it, give the artists that amount, and then, you know, they take that amount. So what they started doing is they started re-recording. So like you would make the track,
yeah,
and they liked the track that you made.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they took the track, they didn't distribute your track, they got another band who's not black to re-record that track, that same track. So they started remaking the tracks and then pretending as if they are the original creators of the track. So that's what they started doing. But now in the process of them doing that, they couldn't remake the track to be, let me say, original as how you made it.
Yeah.
So they couldn't make it exactly how you made it. And then what then happened is it went from them remaking, trying to remake that whole track according to the genre that you made it, to them recreating the track, but now it had a different feel to it, which now created a new genre, which was your whole blues. So blues actually came from your white people trying to recreate rock and roll, which was made by black
people. Yeah.
So that's literally what went down, and that was something that we actually touched on last week when you're not here. And from obviously that, yeah, that's where we also saw R&B, where it came from. Like, hey, R&B stands for real black music. Like, what? Okay. Because obviously they changed the whole, they changed the you know, rhythm and blues, title, and put it as rock and roll to specify that this is the devil's music and stuff like that. So the guys are like, oh, okay, so since you guys are going to do that, let's now make R&B and we're going to call it real black music.
Okay.
So that's literally what went down. And then, yeah, as time went on, that's where now, you know, rhythm and blues, that's where the title, yeah, they now upgraded it to that. But yeah, it's interesting to see how your whole genre actually advanced and all the stuff. And one of the things that one of the musician actually mentioned, you know, from back then was that back then they actually fell in love with rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
And they one of them mentioned that how they used to call themselves black. Mm. But obviously they're not black, they're white. So they had black girlfriends and all the stuff. They loved the genre, they loved the music, and they, you know, they could connect with the black people, understanding what's happening, and they wanted to also do it. Mm. You know, they wanted to be able to do the same thing, you know, same poetry, the same meaning and all the stuff. That's what one of the guys was mentioning, you know. And one of the things that they've always had was that whole conflict, you know, to say that this is the white culture, this is the black culture. And as the white people, you know, this is the culture that we have, and we're not supposed to be, you know, getting rid of those standards and all those stuff. And he mentioned how even like during your Presley generations, you know, where you saw how the guys, you know, they enjoyed the genre, and they would dance to it, and they will get united, you know, through the genre, through the songs.
Yeah.
And the type of dances that they would do, it's dances where the rest of the population didn't agree with.
And as I've said on the first part of the topic, I even said that I thought like this was the genre that would bring all the races together.
Yeah. And that's literally the type of music it was. And it did that. And it's crazy how when you look at the different years that went down, people, they called it gyrating, you know. That's the type of dance that was, you know, being introduced with rock and roll, you know, attached to rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
Things like gyrating, and then there was the whole song, the song that made a hit and it became popular called The Twist. And that was like, you know, just your hips moving and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the guys, they were upset. They're like, hey, what kind of standards is this now? We went from gyrating to this. And I do understand one side of it, because when I was looking at how it advanced, you know, it became your whole lead instruments, you know, drums, it became noisy and all those stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. It sounded noisy.
Yeah.
And what started happening was people started going to concerts and they wouldn't care what's happening. You know, they will go half naked and then the music starts playing and things are happening at the concert and they wouldn't care. And the one guy mentioned that it went from you working hard to get a girlfriend to it being so easy. You know, you just go to a concert and, you know, you score a girlfriend and you come out of there with a girl.
And now we're in the 80s.
Yeah, like
when our rock music like gets that goes crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's literally what started happening in the 80s. Like, you go to a concert knowing that this concert that I'm going to, if it's rock and roll, hey, you know that I'm going to this concert. I'm gonna come out of the, I'm gonna go single. I'm gonna come out of there taken.
And you and you even mentioned that you what you call rock music was like the devil music. The people said that.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the image right now in the 80s, you would swear it is like a devil's music.
Yeah.
How they wore the clothes.
Mm.
It's like straight on black. Their hair was like spiky.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the image of rock and roll in the 80s was now like developing into.
Yeah, yeah. You see, that's the sad part of it, you know, the sad side of it, where when you look at where it came from, you know, it went from, like, I think before the 80s, rock and roll was, even though it was soft, it was actually fun, you know. It was one of those fun genres where people come together, dance,
and have fun.
Like, yeah, the audience wouldn't think about, you know, the last thing that would be on their mind would be, you know, scoring a chick, you know, making a baby, you know, stuff like that. That's like the last thing on their mind. They're like thinking, yeah, we're just having fun, you know, dancing, enjoying the music and all those stuff.
Yeah.
That's literally what rock and roll used to be.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, it became noisy. Now it started going towards your violence, you know, promoting drugs. I mean, literally in the 80s, that's where people now saw how everything changed from it being fun to, you know, dance with and all the stuff to now there's alcohol involved, there's all of those things involved, you know,
because,
substances.
I mean, you would see your what you call one of the bands bands artist, maybe someone is your favorite artist within the band, you see someone doing what's wrong, like smoking drugs and drinking booze, and you're like, wow, that's cool, he's doing that.
Yeah.
Let's try it. Maybe it's, you know.
Yeah, no, they made it a norm to go to a concert and be high. You coming to a rock and roll concert and not being high, it's like, what's going on, eh? Like, you're not fitting in, like you an outcast.
Yeah.
That's literally what it looked like. They made it a norm where even the person who's performing, he's high. Like, he's high, and on top of that, while performing, you literally see him with the substances that he was consuming before he went on to stage.
Yeah.
That's literally the culture that they developed and they made from rock and roll, which I understand literally what's happening, and I understand why a lot of people have had an issue with this thing, because that's literally the type of culture that they were pushing. And if you go back to the show that we did 2 weeks ago, it's that thing that I told you, like the person who's in charge of worship is Lucifer, and he understands how music is.
Music.
He understands how everything, you know, in terms of human beings, he understands how to influence them with music, you know, and he knows how music speaks to the soul. And it's something that we did touch on, you know, back then, you know, the white people. Back then, they said that there's an element of rock and roll that you could relate to because it came from your experience, your soul, and, you know, it was your soul speaking and all those stuff. And he understands that thing, which makes sense. It actually does make sense. It makes complete sense. But, yeah, I don't know, what are your final words, you know, obviously concerning that whole, this whole scenario of, you know, rock and roll going from, you know, being soft to now being
mentioning those types of rock music, there were like many audiences that enjoyed those types of rock genres, like your soft rock, glam metal, thrash metal, and shred guitar.
Yeah,
you know, the what you call the heavy metal.
Yeah.
The heavy distorted guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what you said, the loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Loud,
yeah.
Type of rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like enjoy that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, we obviously do have different types of rocks, you know, when you look at them and how they sound and all the stuff, which they are misconceptions, you know, obviously concerning that whole, your different types of rock,
yeah.
Which we're going to dive into, but we're going to dive into those misconceptions after this track. So here's a track by Sally, and the title of the track is I'm Good.
Got the whole world in your hands, but you still reaching out for me. Ooh, wow, why you love me too? I'm nothing like you. Opposite of holiness was what I was, but I'm to you. See my soul and could you see why? Held my head high, cause you see I.
Put my hands till you see me. I'm a water star, cause you keep me.
And now I'm better and better. No longer what I used to be, better.
Hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that,
don't start.
Can't file a complaint against anyone.
Yeah.
yeah, I can see there's another smile. It's like, yeah, that's better. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, I got a couple of misconceptions, which obviously you're going to share your side,
yeah.
Then I'm going to share my side. But one of the misconceptions is that rock and roll is too loud. So what's your take on that?
I'm not really a big fan of rock.
Yeah.
Especially those loud type of rock. You don't understand what they're saying because they're screaming most of the time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just mad screaming.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some, as I've said, I'm not a big fan, but there's some like rock music that I've listened to in the past. And I've been like, these type of songs are good.
Yeah.
Like for example, on Linkin Park. Mm-hmm. You know, Linkin
yeah,
Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some like soundtracks for they were making this soundtrack for Transformers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first movie and the second movie.
Yeah.
those soundtracks were like dope.
Yeah.
And the even like acts where they were featured by Jay-Z. And they're also featured by what you call Busta Rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
Those tracks were dope.
Okay.
And they're like rock bands.
Yeah.
Like featuring a hip hop artist. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Who would think that?
Yeah.
So it's those type of music.
Yeah.
I listen to.
Yeah.
You know, but
okay.
The rest of the rock music, nah. I don't have the patience. I don't think I have the patience for it.
I think it's better than heavy metal, because if you go into heavy metal, yeah.
Yeah, I think the heavy metal, that's where the screaming part comes in.
Hey, heavy metal, like literally, it's just screaming. And if you're listening to it, you'll be like, why is this person screaming?
You can't even understand what he's saying.
They're actually saying something. The only way you'll be able to understand it is if you go onto the internet. Then you get the lyrics.
Bro, they didn't have internet.
And then you listen to it.
They didn't even mobile internet back in the 80s. Come on.
But now, like with the lyrics, you're able to actually find them. Like you can find any lyrics. Unless it was like, I mean, even your 40s songs that came out, you know, hits that came out in the 40s, you can still go to the online, search for the lyrics, you'll find them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, even heavy metal, like what I'm saying is you can actually take a heavy metal song, you go get the lyrics, and then you come back.
Yeah. As I said before,
and then listen to the person that's screaming. You wanna hear, they actually screaming what's written.
I don't think I have the patience for that.
Yeah. Also, me, I was like that, and then there was a day where I actually tried it. You know, I was like, you know what, those guys, they scream a lot. Okay, so let me actually go and see if what they actually screaming here is what I'm gonna see on that paper.
Yeah.
And I tried it, and then I saw, okay, this person is actually screaming what's on the paper, which was really interesting to actually.
So how long were the lyrics? They were screaming
like your normal 16-bar verse.
Wow, so
of screaming.
They were screaming
16 like, bars. Yeah,
damn. No,
that's why for me I'm like, heavy metal is another story. That one, yeah, Something else. With rock and roll, you know, when you're looking at rock and roll, I understand the loud part. I mean, you do have your hard rock, like you mentioned, you know, where it's loud.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, like there's a lot of distortion, you know, guitars that are distorted and stuff like that. Drums that are noisy. You get rock that's like that. And then you do get your controlled rock where it's not noisy. Like, yeah, you can actually hear.
Speaking about the instruments that they use, like in the 80s, like they were like coming up with those crazy instruments, like where you find your electric guitars. Now they're like combining two electric guitars into one, some like four, and then some drum sets. They have like extra new toms, extra new snares on one drum set. I'm like, how do they even play that? That's
okay,
crazy.
Now to them it makes sense, you know. I mean, yeah, their brain, the way it works, it makes sense. For them to play, you know, multiple cymbals and all those stuff. I guess it all goes down in the practicing room, you know, when they're practicing. So, and I know, yeah, myself, I'm a drummer, and yeah, you know, when you're playing, it makes sense because you've practiced a lot and you're like so used to it that
I mean,
you can play without even thinking about it. You'll be probably stressing about other stuff, but
look, you're playing like normal drum sets.
Yeah,
like back in those times, there were many.
Yeah, no, there's been times where I've watched a video and I can hear the bass drum doesn't sound normal.
Yeah,
and then they go to the bass drum. I realize this person has a double kick. They're not using one kick. There's two. And you look at the crash. There's two crashes. Except that one has a different sound. That one has another sound. And then you look at the hi-hats. There's a hi-hat with holes. Why does it have holes? Because there's a different sound that comes out of there, you know. So it does make sense. It makes sense. And the person who's using the drum set, they actually understand what's happening.
Four electric guitars fused into one. How do you remember how to play that?
This is where you need a band, man. You can't do everything alone. Which, obviously makes sense, you know. It makes sense to them. Unfortunately, myself, I haven't went to that level.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll get to that level where I'm like, no, I feel like I want to experiment with more than one one crash. And then, yeah, maybe the sound's going to sound nice and then do that.
I mean, it's...
But, yeah.
It's that amazing that, like, you know, like, as a band... Like who writes the music, who like creates how long does it take to form like one song?
You see, those are like some of the questions that you sit down and think about and you're like, wow, it's interesting to see all of these things. And then you get bands where they actually have a ghost writer, you know, where the writer is not part of the band, it's someone outside the band, you know, just wrote.
Wait a minute.
And the band did
bands have ghost writers.
Yeah. There's bands that have ghostwriters. If you go back to history, you're gonna see there's some people that they were just there to write. They didn't wanna go and perform. They were like, nah, you sing, you play drums, you do your stuff, but these are the lyrics and do the most. That's literally what they did. And they got their part of them writing, obviously.
I'm asking because rock bands that I know of, like, they do have maybe a main vocalist is also a songwriter of the band.
So I
really didn't know.
There's your ghostwriters.
Yeah,
there's your ghostwriters who actually do write for a band. They're like, okay, this is what I want. I mean, even your record labels, you get bands that are under a record label.
Yeah.
And the record label gets a ghostwriter for them. Say, okay, so this is what the ghostwriter wrote. This is the style that the ghostwriter thinks that you guys must play and create to the most. That's literally what goes down. So, yeah, you do get those things. And then, yeah, just the last misconception that, you know, people have towards rock is the whole rock genre separates people. So what's your take, you know, on that?
I mean, it's true. It separates people. I'm not a rock fan, so I'm separated from that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you get people that, you know, have the favorite type of genre of music they listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, someone can understand why I listen to hip-hop.
Why
I love hip-hop. To them, it's just a lot of swearing words, a lot of words that don't make sense.
Yeah.
And they wonder why I listen to it.
Yeah.
Same thing as for me, as people that listen to heavy rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to heavy rock and I don't understand one bit of what they're saying, because most of the time it's screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's voice changing. It's shaking of heads. You don't understand what's happening. But to someone who's listening to hard rock, he understands what's happening. He understands what they're saying, he hears everything. So, I would say the separation of that is.
I think with that, I would say it applies to now, because when you look at the whole genre, what's going down, you know, in that whole genre now,
yeah.
I would say, it. Now there is that separation. Back then, you know, like from your 70s, 60s, you know, 40s, the separation was there in terms of your race.
Yeah.
You know, there was that racial separation.
True.
But concerning the genre, there was that unity. That's why you get your kids who would buy two record labels, you know, one to cover up to say, okay, this is a white.
But that's what's crazy about it. Back in the 50s and in the 60s, when like rock music was created by black person, they made that like exciting type of music type of the people that enjoyed.
Even
a white person couldn't
disregard
that type of sound. That they had no choice but to listen to it.
And
that's.
That's what I'm saying. I think now we can say, the separation is there. But, back then there was that unity. There was that unity.
Yeah,
and even now, I mean, I think if I take it to the other side, you get the separation is there in terms of the genre and how it is. But it also goes down to what kingdom, you know, is the genre, you know, involving. Because when you look at one side, I mean, like the Christian side, where when you're looking at your rock bands, you know, in the whole Christian genre and all the stuff, the message they're pushing is glorifying God, and people are united because it's glorifying God. Then you get the other side where it's all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, where people are like, nah, I don't want to go there. Why? Because if I go there, chances are I'm going to come back. I'm going to go there alone, come back with another person inside of me, you know, stuff like that. Or I'll come back high, you know, or chances are I might get stabbed, you know, stuff like that. So there's also that side of it, which does make sense. It does make sense when you're looking at music and which kingdom does it come out of. So there is it does divide people, but it goes back to what kingdom is it, you know, pushing? Who is it glorifying? Is it glorifying God, or is it pushing the kingdom of Satan, which the kingdom of Satan involves your whole corruption, disruption, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's literally rebellion, you know, all those things. Mm. So that's literally what's going on in that whole kingdom. So, yeah, for myself here, Les Eagle, I know we've been talking.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. I mean, that's what rock and roll is. Now time, yeah, it's noisy. I'll agree, it's noisy.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, I was shocked when I found out this is rock and roll. I'm like, what? Yeah. So soft. Hey, soft piano, yeah. So, yeah, I prefer the original rock and roll.
Yeah, I also prefer the old.
So, yeah, that's me right there. But, yeah, for myself, Fearless Eagle, yeah, I'm going to love you and leave you.
Yeah.
I don't know, what are your final words?
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm sick right now. Like, I'm really sick. I'm going to go home. You know? Yeah. Think something that's going to relieve me from this.
Yeah.
Because, not okay, bro.
Yeah. Okay, he's not okay. The meat on the frying pan is frying.
I feel like you have to change that name now. That's no.
Nah. So from your boy Fearless Eagle and Dennis the Menace, the meat on the frying pan, we're going to love you and leave you. Yeah, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon. If it's good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep because you've listened to What's the Topic. Yeah. Here's a last track for you by Jordan May. And the title of the track is More Like You.
Oh, what?
Really great.
Hey, no pressure. Said I'm fine. But deep down, I know I'm lying. Yeah, made a covenant with my eyes. I done broke it 100 times. They been living on your design. No, looking at my history since elementary. I was addicted to that fake love up in the screen. Looking at my history, every word you said to me. I know you cleansing me, through the blood got victory, I was going out of my mind, dead man walking blind, blind, right on time, saved my life, it was killing me softly, fall on my knees and pray to God. These are my confessions. Make me more like you when I'm feeling pressure. Make me more like. I don't really want to swipe no more. I don't know what to type no more. I don't want to pick up my phone, log on the website no more. I don't want to keep lying to myself, trying to front like it ain't no wrong. We coming like a thief in the night, can't run from the light no more. Ain't no dollar sign that I could earn. Fit that hole in my heart, had to learn. When I'm right,
by hate. I've been healed by his stripes. I've been healed by his stripes. Feel so good to say it twice. Know my heart was cold as ice. Save me from the lonely. Yeah, it was killing me softly. Killing me softly. Killing me softly. I fall on my knees and pray to God. These are my confessions. Make me more like you.